I hate when we have those nice and quiet weeks and nothing to talk about on the fireside.
Is that supposed to be sarcasm, Apple?
Yeah, nothing happened.
Yeah, nothing happened, nothing to see. I mean, because guys, right? I mean, Asher totally doesn't lead any fleets or anything like that. I mean, that doesn't happen. He's not like an FC or anything.
I think his mic is unironically not working for once.
Yeah, Asher, you're lighting up, but we honestly cannot hear you, man.
But now he's not going to believe us, because how many times that joke had been made?
This is true.
Right, no, I'm unmuting to confirm what they're saying. Because I've never trolled him about this before. It's actually not working.
I literally thought you guys were memeing on me. I didn't believe you.
Yeah, I understand.
I was talking as though...
Yeah, right now, I had to find my button. I realized what was happening.
And we hear you double, Casimir.
It's not double for me.
Yeah, it wasn't
anyway,
for me either.
We're good. Hey, you guys can hear me now. It's good. How y'all doing? Welcome aboard. First post-deployment fireside. So, let's talk about the big thing. Tomorrow, we have a Keepstar coming out next to their Keepstar. As far as I know, this is the first time this has been done. It's something we've wanted to do for a while, but we were actually going to do this in the past, but it didn't work out for various reasons. And so we are dropping a Keepstar next to their Keepstar. It is coming online tomorrow, late EU. So let's calibrate how much I want you guys to show up to this, because I respect your time. Everything we're seeing from them, it seems like they're running away. If you've missed their pings, if you missed the Goblins' pings, it is tragic. It is cowardly. It is pretty bad. So we do not expect them to fight over this unless we just don't form, essentially. So what we want is we want everyone who can be there to be there. I'm not asking you guys to alarm clock. I'm not asking you guys to cancel, you know, dates with your wives. Anything like that, don't do that. There will be time for that in the future. The divorce your dog, you know, timers can happen in the future. But for this one, you know, show up if you are available. And we want everyone who's available to show up. Just be ready. It'll probably be a milk run. But if we don't show up, then they could come and fight, which would be pretty fun, actually. But everything we see right now seems like they're not going to fight. So we've dropped the Keepstar next to their Keepstar. And this is, like I said, the first time this has ever been done, I believe. It's pretty exciting, and they immediately ran away. They immediately raised the white flag. What does that mean for us? It means that we're going to keep pushing. It means that we're going to find out what hurts them, right? We're not going to just stop here. So, as soon as we get this thing online, you know, look forward to us doing more after that. One thing I want to talk about is, I mean, you guys are super excited to go out and ref some iHubs. We would like it if you did not do that for the time being. Something we generally encourage is you to go out and ref iHubs. Right now, let the military decide on what schedule and time to ref iHubs. So I appreciate your enthusiasm. Pull back on that one for a little bit. We've already killed a ton of stuff. We've killed a ton of structures. We've killed a ton of iHubs. I have a murder list right here. Yes, indeed, sad Tristan noises. Okay, so so far we have killed 13 catch iHubs. We have 6 hostile forts in Hull, and we have various other Athenors, Medinox, beyond that, like uncountable numbers. So what will we do next week? As soon as we get this thing down, this is our number one goal, is getting this thing down. We expected to have a knockout, drag out fight over it. We're not going to, it looks like. So show up tomorrow, and then military will be doing more and more stuff. There are timers in time zones outside of China time zone and outside of Australian time zone, but those are rarer. So we need people most in those time in the Chinese time zone. Obviously, some people cannot be available. That is fine.
But Escher, can they not?
You could help.
Brought it hard, Apple.
Anyway, so when is our 1P Keepstar anchor? It is tomorrow, Sunday. We will be forming up, and I will tell you the time. We will form up tomorrow, Sunday at 2000. 2000 form up. Sunday, 2000. 1P. All right, sorry. UQ. I'm talking about UQ, yeah. Twenty hundred Eve time. But yeah, our enemies are in full retreat. Here's what they've done, and this is always a bad idea, but they have talked about, you know, they have basically Gobbin sent out a ping saying, you know, I'm so Machiavellian. This is realpolitik. You know, we're gonna let the goons get burned out, and then we're gonna take it all back. Mahahahaha. And so his guys already tuned out. You know, we see people bringing their stuff home. You know, their numbers are awful. It's just a terrible way to manage people in a game that is about fighting. And even if he thinks that is the correct way to do it, even if he thinks this is like the smart way to do it, you know, we are about doing objectives here. It's very weird coming from them, especially because they're so obsessed with battle reports, to now suddenly flip to like, hey, This is the smart way to accomplish the objectives is very unusual. But, you know, when I think about our responsibility to you guys like to fight, right? And that's the main purpose of this game is to fight. So I try to deliver that to you as much as we possibly can. So for him to just say, hey, we're not going to fight, basically, it's short-sighted. And that's fine, though. We're going to punish that. We're going to keep pushing. So that's basically the thing I want to convey is that we're not done. We're going to keep pushing. We're already rolling through catch, and there's a lot more to come. Alrighty, some housekeeping. We have moved to EX6. If you have not deployed, you can still deploy today. We want to get you to EX6 by tomorrow for the timer tomorrow, for which we'll be forming at 2000. If you are a newer player, if you're listening to this, like, hey, Asher, I am a newbie, guess what? You can get a free ship, actually a whole stack of ships, in EX6. Gooniversity is handing out stacks of ships. That is one Coercer, three Condors, three Crucifiers, two Griffins, and two Mollus. Basically an entire battle pack to get you going. These are free, and there is a link if someone will link it to you. Anyone can ask for these. This is not just, you know, if you need a pack of ships, go ahead and ask for them. But they are specifically great for newbies to get going in. Let me throw this link in here for you. There we go. Thank you, Ankh. Yeah, so this is we love Gooniversity doing this. This is awesome. Claim your free ships. It is the right of all good newbies to have free ships given to them. And if you accept the fleet, to have money rain down on you from bitter old vets. And then we're going to get some wartime crabbing set up in EX6 and the neighboring regions, but it's going to be probably a week from now. So as you were wondering about that, that's something we'll try to get up set up in the future. But for right now, we're going to probably one more week before we consider anything like that. We might Ragnar, we might move it just because that'll let people who are forward stage to EX6 make some ISK. So but just give us a week before we get, you know, we need to get some stuff set up for that. How about Beehive in catch? Need to drop beacons. Yeah, that's exactly the kind of thing we're talking about, Mr. Stock. Exactly the kind of thing. So yeah. Hold on 1 week for that, and then we should be able to get it going. And that's just sort of in process, and we need to get everything set up first before we start rolling it out. Stormbringer ratting in EX6, when exactly? I mean, Trendstar, that's what we're talking about. We have to do some burning, as Kazanir said, but maybe we're going to be setting that up. Okay, that's about all I wanted to talk to you about, you know, overall plans, what we're doing. We're pushing forward. We need you there tomorrow at 2000. But if you have questions, go ahead and throw them in. I will answer your questions.
Oh, wait, sorry. Actually, I have one thing real quick.
Yeah, go for it.
We are deployed, right? Move up has been going on this whole week. Our CAD program, right, Control Alt Delve, is our home defense for when we are deployed. This is an alpha alt, so if you don't have one, get you an alpha alt, put it in there. We've got training schemes already in it, training skill plans. Please do join that. We use these the last time we were deployed to great effect, it worked really well. We are deploying again, so we're probably going to start using these guys again. So if you don't have an Alpha Alt for that, please do that. BP and I are going to sit down and go through a whole bunch of apps this afternoon because he and I have been lazy for a couple of days. So if you have an app pending, we're going to do it.
Guys, Control Alt Delve is mandatory. Every member is expected to have a Alpha Alt. It is free to do. You just make an Alpha. We have not really pushed it that hard because we haven't been deployed. But now is the time for you to get that Alpha Alt. Like I said, mandatory for every member. Add it to ESI as beyond the mentions. I'm seeing a question about stocking in EX6. That's basically going to be done in the next couple of days. I appreciate you working at it, Sapphire. It'll be sort of fully done in the next couple of days. We wanted to basically give everyone a week to move in, and then we're going to have our logistics people go to work now. Graticus says, question, how many times will Gobbins get his ass kicked before he learns from his mistakes? So, Gobbins is playing an executor game that is different than what the average line member plays and is different from what the average FC plays. Here is the difference. The executor game relies on the line member. And there are certain things where, you know, you want it to be one way, but it's the other way. Sometimes the, quote-unquote, air-quote, smart play is not the smart play because every one of you is paying, you know, $15 or $20 a month or some amount of rubles a month to play this game. And so you are here for entertainment purposes. You are not our soldiers. We have not drafted you. You are here to have fun. So it is our obligation to you to provide that fun. So the right call is sometimes not the right call. You know, this is why, you know, Fabian Tactics, Scorched Earth, stuff that we have done before, you only do it when you are in pretty desperate situations, when it is the only call, right? Is why you fight sometimes unnecessarily. It's why you go into battles that you're not sure that you can win, because you at least get a battle. And so I think Gobbins is playing this game like it's real life, and it is not real life. It is a video game where we are supposed to have fun. So when you say how many times he's going to get his ass kicked, I don't think he views this as getting his ass kicked, and which is he doesn't understand. He lacks vital information. Can CAD be a non-alpha alt? Yes, it can be. Is the fitting for Control Alt Delve in the fitting tool? I'm not sure on that one.
It's in the corp fits. And in there the you go. So, guys, all the fits for CAD, they're in the corp. They're linked in there, as well as skill plans. They're all in the corp itself.
Ragnar says, are drugs supplied for tie-dye fights? You know, I have a guy named Ronnie. I call him and he will deliver them to my house, but you need to get your own. We don't handle that ourselves. Let's see. So Gobbins doesn't know any EV respawn? Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. Arrakis says, you probably don't have to answer this, future plans, but can we get a few low-importance big ship pings? There are probably folks like me that are new to our shiny toys and never get a chance to fly them when they're in CC. We're nice to make any mistakes when we won't have to pay the full price for them. That's good work at Arrakis. I will talk to our cap guys about that. Seema says, does Ronnie play Eve? No.
On the cap thing, guys. I said it to the guys in Titan Swarm, Dank Lakes, but we did not drag all you caps out here to be hangar queens. You will see some use.
Ryder asks, there's a grace period on training TC Siege and guns. I mean, your Dread ult should be training that as soon as you are sitting in the Dread, Ragnar. So if you're training that right now, you're doing the right thing. Beyond says, did you know that UQ is the only system with more than one keep star besides 1DQ1? Interesting. It won't be for long. Did Frat give the order to withdraw all Dreads out of catch? Seen them leaving 1P in a few hours yesterday. Yeah, Frat appears to be going backwards. I do not know exactly what's going on, but here's my understanding of the overall situation, is that I think that pretty much everyone but Horde wanted to fight us. And then Gobbin said, no, I'm doing the Machiavellian thing. Ha 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 ha. Here's my ping. And this is my speculation beyond that. this is my speculation, is I think the other leaders are pretty upset right now because they want to fight. And so I think some of the toys are being thrown out of the pram. And I think some of them are taking their stuff and going home. That is the speculation, but I'm fairly confident that is an accurate read on the situation. Gobbins is burning a lot of capital here for reasons that only he knows. Yes, it appears Frat is pulling out of catch. I did not want to have too many congratulatory backclaps because they, you know, it is easy to get back here, and you know they could very well be lulling us into a sense of security. So I'm not going to be running any victory laps until we have a victory. So no State of the Union. Good question. Fourth time, last time. No State of the Union, but tomorrow after the Keepstarter drop, I will do a quick fireside just to talk about what we've done so far. So after we get the Keepstarter online, presuming we do, I will do a quick fireside. So not like an hour long one, but you know, 5-10 minutes. Will Innit be joining us? Yeah, they'll be joining us for timers. So we're going to clear out the surrounding regions like impasse of hostiles, Vihan asks. Great question, Vihan. It's already being done. You should look at the map at impasse. It is being flipped. What is the goal for victory without giving our hand away, of course? So, Mr. Greedy, our focus right now is on catch impasse, which is what we've been hitting. And we will focus on getting those flipped. That doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to drop shubs, sov, iHubs, or whatever we're calling them. It just means that we are going to drive the enemy out of it. We don't have plans beyond that right now.
See, man, that's like a 3 out of 10, man. You could do better.
Our skirmish commander guys going to have opportunity to ping fleets more than previous wars, asked Belshazzar. Yes. So the one thing I would say, Belshazzar, is that you know, right now, obviously, our enemy is on the back foot. They are fleeing away. Which means that there are less opportunities to, you know, just go out and get a skirmish, but there are plenty of opportunities to go out, ref stuff, do the kind of structure work that we need to get done first. So that's, you know, when you're a skirmish commander, like I started off as, that's what you get your bread and butter. You do those things first. You get used to running a fleet, and then, you know, you kind of fall into combat. Oh, I was refing the structure. They came along. We had a fight, and that's your first combat, and then you grow your experience from there. So you need to put in the groundwork and the legwork to, you know, become a TC, then an FC. Is catch area power and shub fuels better? It's okay. Catch is pretty reasonable, pretty good. It's not the greatest region, but it's definitely not the worst. We should pay small corps or alliances living catch like a reverse rental. that's an idea. Lex says, will be more move ops after today? Yeah, on a lower pace, Lex, but we will still move people from 1DQ. What are we going to do to try and maintain inertia forward momentum on this deployment when faced with dumb enemies that run, asked Maldez. That's a good question, Maldez, something we've been talking about a lot, and we do have a plan for it. Universal basic income for catch, I like that, that's funny. Amarian, I'm not equipped to answer your faction warfare question. Murray Mossy asks, next question. It seems like nobody defends against Skyhook theft. Any word on CCP improving things on that front? It's definitely being talked about. I think CCP has a vision for things. You know, this is one thing, and let me throw credit to Gobbins for this one, because he was the one who at least first mentioned it that I saw, was that, you know, that CCP almost always has null as like the brunt of whatever, you know, random action that can happen. Like, oh, you can have a filament and go anywhere. Oh, your Skyhook can be robbed anytime. Oh, there's, you know, Pochvin that can jump out into some areas of null. And then there are wormholes that are mega connected in low sec and wormhole space that there are stuff to rob. But the opposite is not true. You can't go and rob low sec. You know, you can't go and rob high sec. So why is it that null always seems to be the one who's the bear the brunt of other people stealing from us, but we have no such mechanic to steal from anyone else? So that was something that Gobbins mentioned, and I thought that was actually a really good point. So It's something that I think we have brought up with CCP, and the Skyhook is just sort of the latest example of them, you know, imagining. I mean, part of the issue, I think, is that a lot of the CCP devs came from sort of a elite PvP, you know, fly around and Orthrus jerk off kind of player. And that is very fun, but it doesn't, it leads you to design stuff that you would want. And so they designed what they wanted. Yes, elite PvP is definitely in all quotes, like four quotes on each side. So I don't think CCP has a really a firm grasp on what is fun for Null necessarily. And that is what some of our CSMs are trying to convey to them. Maldez, I hear what you're saying about move ops being the same in both directions. It is human nature. Once you're done, people are wrapped up. Like, that's just how it goes, dude. And it's always been like that, and it will always be like that. If you want to run move ops yourself, then please do so weeks afterwards. But, you know, that's just human nature. And I would love to do it, but I can't force people to do things. Are we going to get GSF skins that will match our active doctrines in the future? Kepler, right now, I don't believe that is possible with the Skinner system. I think that that is not possible. I would love to do that. I am down with being a space Barbie. For my SIG, I make them wear a uniform, and we all have to dress the same way and take the same photos. And I've literally had people not join because of that, because their special character is so important to them, which I think is hilarious. So it makes me laugh even more. So I am down to play space Barbies with you guys. But CCP has not set it up yet, which is crazy to me, because if they just made it more reasonable, I would in a second be like having an emergency fireside where all of goons have to have the same skin and we can play space Barbies together. It would make them a lot more money.
And then we all get to look like a bunch of weirdos when CCP makes a video.
Yeah. Right, Asher? Yeah.
Imperium looks like a cult all in the same uniform.
Oh, ideal. Can you imagine if they can get us some like purple robes that we could all wear?
I wasn't sold before, but I'm buying in now.
Now that you're in the purple robe cult?
I mean, I'll take any type of cult, really.
What if they give us little bee stingers for a head? Like a little hat that looks like a bee stinger?
Whoa.
Yeah, see? Ooh. Yeah.
Now they had less than the jacket you make us wear.
Yeah.
Jacket was not that expensive.
Well, not until they...
The original one, was it?
Yeah.
For those of you who think Asher's kidding, he's not. That's a true story he just told you.
Go look at half the directorate's character portraits.
Yep.
You'll notice we're all in uniform.
Yep. All right, you guys got any other questions I can answer before I say let's go?
The cap move starts in 5 minutes.
Yep. All right, I think we've got it. We'll see you tomorrow. Please be here at 2000. Be here at 2000. Once again, calibrating it. If you are here, if you are available, please be here. Please try to be here if you're at your computer. Do not skip dinner with your wife. Do take your kids to the soccer game, whatever you're going to do. But do be here if you can. I'll see you all tomorrow, and move up starts basically right now. Thanks for coming.